This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. The Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport, also known by its shorter airport code CVG, has been named the best regional airport in North America for 3 years running. Yet times have changed for one of the Cincinnati area's biggest economic drivers. Passengers and flights peaked in 2005 at about 23 million passengers and 670 daily departures. Those numbers have dropped dramatically in the years after Delta moved its hub out of CVG. So what is in the future for the airport? Well, joining me this afternoon are Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce President Steve Stevens, also Doug Moorman with Development Strategies Group, and CVG Chief Executive Officer Candace McGraw will be joining us in a few minutes. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, emailing talk@wvxu.org, or finding us on Facebook or Twitter. And thank you for joining us this afternoon, both of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You know, Governor Kasich said something interesting a few months back earlier in the year. He was at a press conference with Kentucky's governor and also with the U.S. Transportation Secretary. And he said the airport is holding us back and that we're a captive of Delta. How do you feel about that assessment, Doug?
Well, I certainly think that we've had our challenges with Delta. Delta has, without doubt, reduced the service to our airport. But at the same time, CVG continues to be an integral part of our local economy. Its ability to provide direct access to nearly 40 of the top business destinations in the country, its transatlantic access provides a competitive advantage for this region that's really unmatched with communities like ours throughout not only the Midwest but throughout the country.
Steve?
And I would say to you that Delta is critical to the success of CVG, and they have been for a couple of decades now. The service they provide, as Doug has said, is important. You know, the fact that we go to almost every major business destination that, you know, our business flyers want to go to is important. Now, we don't have the frequency we once did, but we certainly still have the destinations. And comparatively speaking, when you look at all of the other airports around us, folks could go to, service is still unmatched. There are no other airports around us with the same level of service. So I know folks are unhappy often about fares, and rightly so, but it is a competitive market, and the market indicates or dictates what people are willing to pay.
And Candace is joining us now, Candace McGraw, who's the CEO of the airport. And Candace, we were just talking about Governor Kasich's statement a few months ago where he said that the airport's holding us back and that we're a captive of Delta. Is that fair from your standpoint?
I appreciated that Governor Kasich raised the issue. We enjoy when people talk about the airport and debate the issues. I don't think that Delta is holding us captive. We have a good relationship with them. We have an open, I think, ongoing dialogue. So I think it's a productive relationship at this point.
Candace, flights and ridership are down from where they were, say, 10 years ago. Where do things stand now? How are things looking today for the airport?
I'll tell you, I'm glad you asked the question. We, I think, are on a positive track. We've had some good momentum, particularly the last few months. The last 4 months, we've had an increase in our local traffic use of the airport. So our local passenger volume has increased continuously over the last 4 months, as has our revenues that we generate from our concessions. And that's the first time that's happened since 2005. So I think we're seeing signs of a positive movement at the airport.
And that's good to hear. I think 2005 was the peak year for the airport.
It was in terms of passenger levels.
Close to 23 million passengers, I believe, and also close to 670 daily flights.
Correct.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
Okay. So after that, though, that was when everything dropped out because Delta pulled its hub out and moved it to Detroit.
Well, technically, we're still a hub for Delta. What happened in 2005 was Delta and Northwest were in a merger. And so, you know, typical within all sorts of industries is bank consolidation, et cetera. When you have two entities that merge, they look at their route consolidation, et cetera. And more traffic was then put into Atlanta and Detroit than it was Cincinnati. So technically, though, we're a hub for Delta. We're the smallest hub in their network right now, but we still have 174 daily flights. We still serve, 37 of the top 40 business destinations daily. So we have a good level of air service for our community.
What's the impact? What's the airport's impact on the local economy?
I can tell you, we just finished up an economic impact study done by University of Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky University, and it was based on 2012 numbers. And we have an annual economic impact of $3.6 billion for this region. So it is a strong economic driver for this region.
And Steve, from your perspective, how important is the airport to the local economy?
Well, it's critically important. And, you know, we focus so often on the passenger service, which has been always the hallmark when we talk about 670 flights. But what we're excited about and the growth that we really are looking forward to is on the logistics side and the fact that we continue to build up this cargo facility that DHL has, the number of jobs that are being added, the three expansions they've had, the additional expansion we expect them to have. This is, you know, the North American hub for DHL. It's a major deal, and it is an attractor for business. And so, you know, having that facility on site here really is somewhat of a magnet for businesses that rely on logistics.
Yeah.
And he makes an interesting point. I mean, one of the growth areas for CVG has been its air freight. Candace, do you know what percentage of flights and what kind of revenue that's bringing in?
You know, I'll tell you, I agree with Steve wholeheartedly. You can't underestimate the importance of the logistics market and what that brings to CVG in this region. You know, as Steve noted, we are one of the three global super hubs for DHL. It's CVG, Leipzig, Germany, and Hong Kong, and we actually are number two in their whole system. In 2012, we were the fastest growing cargo airport in the United States, which is huge. So DHL in the last few years has gone from about 1,500 employees in 2009 to about 2,300 employees today. So a huge, huge. Right now, they're about 50%, 47% actually, of our landed weight. So that's how we kind of assess the usage of our airfield, and they're 47% of that landed weight.
We'll continue our discussion about the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport after this break. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.